Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today, we are going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew again. Today is June 9th, and so let's go ahead and begin in quick prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we just ask for you to just enter our hearts right now, that your holy gospel might just penetrate the deepest areas of our hearts, that we might be moved to preach your word, to be transformed by your gospel. And God, right now, we just ask just for a new fire of your love to fall forth onto our hearts. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." It's a pretty challenging gospel. This is frankly a pretty challenging gospel for even myself personally, as I have to evaluate and look through my life and be like, wow, have I reconciled with all of the people that I've had falling outs with? And if I'm being very honest, the honest reality is I haven't. The honest reality is that I need to go back to those places and to those people in my life that I've hurt, who have hurt me, and to ask for their forgiveness, to seek their forgiveness. And friends, what I think is so encouraging about this gospel is that it makes us realize that effectively it is impossible to get into heaven. And why is that consoling, you might ask? Well, it's really simple. It's because Jesus says that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's a pretty daunting bar to reach, because the scribes and the Pharisees for years would learn the ways of the old law, for years would spend hundreds and thousands of hours becoming experts in the Torah and in Jewish scripture and in the Jewish literature. And yet, they would know all of these laws. And even Paul himself in the scripture, I believe in Corinthians, he says that he never transgressed one of those laws. And yet to think to have to have memorized 600 different types of laws, more than 600 different types of rules, and to surpass all of the Pharisees, all of the Sanhedrin, people who devoted their entire lives. I mean, these are the people who you would have considered, you know, to be the PhDs of the time, people that devoted literally their every waking minute, breath, hour, and second to studying the law of the Lord. And yet, what does Christ do? Christ does not lower the bar, but rather in our shortcomings, he fills it with mercy when we fall short. He fills it with mercy when we come before the Lord and we say, "Lord, I can't. I actually can't make this bar. I want to make this bar, but I can't, and I need your mercy and I need your grace." And that, my friends, is what humility and just reliance on the Lord, not while staying in a state of sin, there's a difference. You know, so oftentimes we'll hear these things where it's like, Jesus loves you the way you are, and that's true, but Jesus loves you too much to keep you the way that you are. Jesus loves you too much to let you stay in your sin, and rather he wants to transform you into the holiest, most loving, most charitable, most patient, most kind, most fruitful version of yourself possible. And my friends, as we imitate Christ, we can know that this will be possible. We can know that Christ would not ask us to do something if he would not supply the grace to do it. The reality is that in other scriptures, he says, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. I can't move any mountains, but I know that with the grace of God, that maybe, just maybe, by his grace, I could move a mountain. And so friends, again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Gabriel, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.